Well, for a start, it can't be appealed. This is the European Court of Justice. It's the final arbiter, as it were. And it was the Commission, the European Commission, who took Ireland to court on this matter. And the outcome of today's judgment is as follows, that if you bring a car from, let's say, across the border from another member state into the Republic on a temporary basis. Now, the particular case related to cars that were leased or rented, but the court went much further than that in its judgment because it referred to a temporary use. It referred to cars being in the territory for a fixed period. It referred to cars not on a permanent basis in the territory, etc. Now, this is on a temporary basis. What the Irish authorities were saying is you must pay the full VRT. And then when the car leaves the state, we'll refund it to you. They were charging a €500 administration fee and they weren't paying you any interest on what they owed you. The court found against Ireland on all three points. But the core point is that if you bring a car into the state on a temporary basis, what you have to pay has to be related to that time. So you're not expected to pay the full amount, but you would be expected to pay whether it's for a month or 2 months, etc. They have since brought the fee from 500 down to 100 for administration. And interestingly, Greg, they say that for any money that was returned to people, that the state owes them the interest on that. So you may have some of your listeners out there that ended up paying VRT on vehicles, which wasn't, all of it wasn't owed. Any money that was returned to them, the state owes them interest on.
But dozens and dozens of cars have been seized. Obviously, not all of them would fall into what we're talking about. Many of those cars weren't even reclaimed. Was all of that action illegal then? You know, that would fall under this ruling retrospectively?
Yes, it is, because the Irish state was demanding the full VRT. They should never have been doing that. You might remember, Greg, a case in Carndonagh, maybe a year or 2 years ago, where a judge ruled, he threw a case out of court because a man legitimately had a car from outside the state on a temporary basis. This isn't meant to be a charter for people who want to flout the law. It's for people who have legitimate reasons to have a car for a fixed period of time, for a temporary basis, from outside the state. They cannot be hit with the full VRT. And furthermore, the Irish government knew this. There have been several cases in the Court of Justice doing this. But you know what? They spent taxpayers' money defending this, only to lose it today.